Welcome to Country Fried Rock. I'm your host, Sloane Spencer. This week, I'm talking with Mick Harrison of the Knoxville, Tennessee-based band Mick Harrison and the High Score. I originally became familiar with Mick Harrison's music when he was still part of the V-Roys, a regionally acclaimed band with fellow Country Fried Rock alum Scott Miller, and even an original member before they recorded their first album, John Paul Keith. The band was on Steve Earle's former record label for three fantastic records. But Mick Harrison is not just his musical past, as he joined forces with the band The High Score to continue to make fantastic roots rock. Mick Harrison and The High Score today on Country Fried Rock. My guest today on Country Fried Rock is Mick Harrison of Mick Harrison and The High Score, and we're going to switch the phone off a little bit with Robbie Trosper as well. So welcome.
Hey, thanks for having us.
I'm glad to make this happen. I was saying off the air, I was like, I kind of been stalking y'all in a completely professional manner for a while, so I'm really happy to have you with me today. Thank you.
And like I said, too, we need a whole lot more you people to stalk us like this.
Grateful for that. I am obviously familiar with many of your bands over the course of the time, but how did you get into music?
Well, actually, I got into it by my dad needed a rhythm guitar player so he could sit around and play his leads. That's actually how I got into it. And I wasn't a very good guitar player, so I started writing songs. Oh, yeah, that's the deal. My dad was a great guitar player, and he was like, hey, let me show you this. And he would just show me some blues riffs or whatever, and that's kind of how I got started, for me anyway.
Cool. So when did it become something beyond just supporting your dad?
When the B-Boys asked me to join them. I mean, you know, I'd just been goofing around in West Tennessee forever, and they asked me to join and make a pretty big move to Knoxville. That's when it got real. I hate to even say that, but that's really when it got real.
V-Roy's regionally beloved band, and I think we've now had all of y'all on the show individually.
Really?
I think so.
Well, I'm sure you had Scott on there.
One of our most popular programs ever, as a matter of fact.
Perfect. Of course it is.
But I think he's tending cows these days for the most part.
Oh, yeah. Everything now, record art, even record titles, whatever, has got something to do with cows.
I first got to know you then as joining up with the V-Roys. You came in on the last record for the band, is that right?
Yeah, John Paul Keith, he was in before they actually signed. I don't know what happened. They called me up and I took his place and yeah, I was right on the top of it.
Y'all had a nice ride for 5 or so years and...
Then it was like me and Robbie actually formed a band after that. When the V-Roys called it quits, we formed a band called The Faults. I don't know, we did what, about a year and a half or something like that? Then I got asked to be a side man in Super Drag. So I did that for a while. And then me and Robbie reformed after that.
So y'all are longtime professional buddies.
Oh, yeah. Believe me. I mean, me and Robbie's been in bands together way longer than I've been in any other band combined. Hey, this is Mick Harrison from Mick Harrison and High Score, and you're listening to Country Fried Rock.
Hey, y'all, this is Sloane Spencer, the host of Country Fried Rock. Those of y'all who listen on our podcasts, it's a quick hit of just the conversation. If you want the full radio program with all the songs that we talk about, ask for it on your local radio station, joining 20 other stations across the country. Get the goods at countryfriedrock.org.
I've now got my other guest, Robbie Trosper, on the phone. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hello, thanks for having us.
So how did the High Score end up becoming Mick Harrison in the High Score?
Well, me and Mick were in a band called The Faults, and as most bands do, they just kind of petered out. He joined Super Drag, and when he did that, I started my band called The High Score.
Oh.
So we started playing around Knoxville and you know, put out an album and whatnot. And then Mick started working on his solo CD called Paul Bearer Stew. I remember hanging around the studio with him and Don Coffey Jr. and just watching them record, and I really liked the song. And I think at that point, Super Drag was about to call it quits. So Mick was talking about, you know, touring, and I said, hey, man, you know, if you need a band to back you up on this tour for your album, the High Score would be all about it. And that's just kind of how it happened. And we started going out and playing as his backing band for Paul Bearer Shoes while still doing our own thing, which we tour some, but not as much as Mick. You know, we still put out albums when we can, being his backing band. And I guess after a few years, it just kind of gelled as we're kind of a band. You know, it started as, you know, hey, we'll help you out. And then it's just like now we have such a good time writing songs together. It's kind of become a unit. It's been great.
Tell me about this 7-inch that y'all put out back in November.
There's a benefit in Knoxville called Wainstock, and it's a buddy of ours that writes for the Knoxville News Sentinel named Wayne Bledsoe. His younger son had passed away suddenly. You know, it was just terrible for everybody in town. So everybody wanted to do something to give back to Wayne. It just became like every year becoming like a charity event for something here in Knoxville. So every year, you know, the money goes towards something to help somebody here in Knoxville. So we got paired up. I guess it's kind of funny sounding, but it's not. A local legend, country music star, Con Hunley, just unbelievable artist that came out of Knoxville, who just never became the George Jones top household name, but is three times the George Jones.
Right.
The George Jones is. So just an incredible artist. We were asked if we wanted to do a show with him for Wainstock. And we just had just an unbelievable time getting to know Con and learning his songs. Through just talking to him, me and Mick came up with a couple of songs that were kind of influenced by Con Hunley. And we thought, well, we should, you know, it's our 10-year anniversary. We kind of have a bunch of songs in the works, but we don't have enough to put something out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could just put out like this little tip of the hat to Con Hunley and just this great experience that we just had doing this show. So we put out this 7-inch of two songs that was influenced by that whole experience, and actually had Con Hunley come in and sing on one of the songs, Anytime You're Ready, which was just a huge deal for us and just a special kind of experience. So that was pretty cool. Wayne Bledsoe was the one that was like, you know, you guys should do a set with Con Hunley. And we're like, really? You think so? Would he do it? Yeah, I think Con would do it. And I'm like, I don't think he would do it. No, I don't really know. He called him up and he's like, would those guys want to play my songs? It was kind of like, we were all like, I don't know, could this work? And we got together and we only practiced one time with Con. Now, Mick and the high score, we practiced a whole bunch because I wanted to come off just like,
right.
I wanted it to be great. You know, this guy had like the best session players in the world playing his music. So for us trying to learn the licks, it, you know, we had to like actually do our homework. You know, he came in our little dingy practice room that has like a huge poster of Iggy Pop and Motley Crue and the Rolling Stones and the Beatles. He comes in and the guy just starts singing and I'm like, oh my God, this is... And was like, this made playing guitar for 15 years worthwhile. I mean, this is incredible. It was just a special kind of deal to get to play with a guy like that. And I think it made all of us better because the new album we're working on, after that, just giving us some momentum to really, you know, branch out and do some different stuff as far as chord structures and stuff like that.
I know that y'all have some ideas in the works that are probably going to become a record in the next year or so. How is that developing for you all?
I would say we basically have an album's worth of songs right now. We're just hammering them out in the practice room. February, as far as weather here in Knoxville, was really terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't get together as often as we would have liked to. And now we have shows coming up, so it's hard to practice new stuff. But we have an album's worth of songs, and we're ready to go hit it. Hopefully, end of April. That's probably not going to happen. Yeah, midsummer. I mean, everything got wacky with the weather here. But no, I mean, we have the songs. Me and Mick, we get together Saturdays and work on new stuff. And then, as you know, during the week, we get together with the guys and start jamming on the ideas. But this album's really coming together pretty quick. It's been real natural as far as having to actually work on the songs. They're just kind of falling into place.
Hey, this is Mick Harrison from Mick Harrison High Score. To check out our new record with Con Hunley, you can go to mickharrison.com.
Hey, y'all, this is Sloan Spencer, the host of Country Fried Rock. We've had an incredible year with more people finding us on the radio and our podcast than we ever imagined. Thank you all so much. Careful what you wish for. You just might get it.
Hey, this is Mick Harrison from Mick Harrison High Score. If you'd like to know any more about what we're doing touring-wise and what's going on, go to mickharrison.com.
What's working for y'all as the band has been together long enough that things have kind of evolved over the years?
You don't want to outthink yourself, but you want to, like, do something different. You don't want to write the same album. We always go into every album and we always have a talk like we're really far out as far as our ideas. But as soon as we start playing, I mean, you kind of know what you want to do. Mm-hmm. We're all on the same page as far as sound, our sound. You know, I mean, it's evolved finally into something that's our own. You know, it might have started with a love of a certain artist or a certain sound, but I mean, we kind of are doing our own thing now. You kind of want to push it forward, but you don't want to get too silly with it either. It's really easy to go in the studio and start adding a bunch of instruments or adding a bunch of parts. That might sound cool as far as an album, but when you go to play it live, it doesn't translate. You want to like stay true to doing something new, but actually being able to pull it off as a real band, not, you know, some kind of Pro Tool band. You know, we're not going to have a laptop on stage with us. We're all fans of bands that do a lot of layers and a lot of like different stuff, but we're a rock band. If you can't rock out new songs live, there's no point in putting them as Mick Harrison in the High School. You might as well start some kind of solo band and put it out and never do them live. And, you know, I mean, we've kind of got to a point where we feel like we want to do the best songs we can studio, but be able to do those live.
Is there a role to maybe bring in a producer to help you do that?
You know, I think that every now and again, you know, maybe have somebody come in, but to be as honest, I mean, we just don't have the money to pay somebody to come in and tell me that I should play a different amp on that song. I'm playing a Fender Super Reverb, and maybe I should have played an Orange Amp, but I don't have an Orange Amp anyway.
So it's not happening.
It really doesn't matter for someone to come in and tell us we could be doing different, you know, have different tones or parts. We don't have the money for somebody to come in and give us that kind of constructive criticism. Jeff Lynn would be an incredible producer for us. I don't think we have the money.
What are some of those realities of a band now? Really, it does come down to money and backing and that kind of thing. But there's also some opportunity to reach some fans in ways you probably couldn't have before.
That's true, yeah. I mean, the internet puts everybody at an equal playing field, unfortunately. So, I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out myself. Sometimes you wonder, is it worth it to drive 12 hours and play a show in front of a few hundred people? Or should you stay at home and record a song in your bedroom and get a few thousand people to see it on YouTube? You have the possibility of going in the hole, you know, jumping in the van. So that's where we're at. What makes sense? Well, I mean, we just love to play. Jumping in the van and driving a few hours is not that big of a deal, but, you know, you've always get emails. People want you to go a little bit further, and can you make it work? And, you know, you always money and all that kind of stuff. I mean, we all have full-time jobs. You have to get off work. You're going to jump in the van early Friday and try to make it 8 hours to get to, you know, I mean, it's tough. It's a tough thing. I mean, but we love playing, so we're never going to stop. And recording in our mom's basement for YouTube's not really our deal. We're always going to try to get out there and play in front of people because that's the joy. I mean, you practice all this stuff. You want to look somebody in the eye and play it, and hopefully they'll like it. I've been playing music since I was 15. That was my very first show. I was 15 years old. I've been playing this whole time, and I've played shows in front of people, and I'm sure Mick would say the same thing. You play shows and you see the same people every time you come into town, you see these people. You know, one time you see them, well, they just got married. Well, that's awesome. You meet the wife or the husband. The next, 3 months you come into town, well, now, you know, they're about to have a kid. And then the next 3 months you come into town, you don't see them anymore. So they're gone. And then, you know, maybe a year or two from there, they come back and they're like, you know, hey, I'm raising this kid, you know, check out the photos on my phone. That's amazing, you know. And that's just, it's life. And I don't get mad at anybody for that, you know. When people don't show up to shows, I understand. You hit a certain, you know, point in your life, things change, and you can't always make it out.
I'm your host, Sloan Spencer. You can keep in touch with us on Facebook, but I really like Twitter, where we are at Country Fried Rock, ending with R-O-K. And if you want to see pictures of my shoes, my dog, and my lunch, stop by Instagram. But whatever way you like to hang out, stop by and say hey.
Hey, this is Mick Harrison from Mick Harrison High Score. Check out our new music. Go to mickharrison.com. You can get a physical copy, or you can do any downloads right from our website.
So, hey, thanks so much for giving me a chance to talk with Robbie. Tell me more about the rest of the band.
Oh, the rest of the band, man. The rhythm section, number one, they're awesome dudes. We all love hanging out together. You got to have that. Van Filler's on the bass guitar. Got great pipes. Brad Henderson, credible drummer, also great pipes. We got a lot of vocals in this band. Working on these new songs, it's, you know, they just get it.
I know y'all are working up new music. How is it developing and moving y'all forward?
I think a little bit had to do with the Colin Nunley thing. Sent us in a little bit of a different direction, a little bit more experimenting. I know me and Robbie have talked in the past. It's like, you know, we need to start, and we listen to like R&B music, you know, thinking along those lines a little bit more. Maybe it's not going to translate and sound like R&B record, but kind of gave us, you know, a little start on some of these new songs, thinking differently.
So what kind of stuff?
You know, I usually start out the song and then I'll bring it to Robbie and he'll like make it bigger. Every time we get together in different levels, it always gets better and better and more, you know, refined or whatever. So, you know, I may sit around and go like, okay, I'm thinking about Sam Cooke on this. And then I sound like Steve Earle. But at least I'm starting to try, you know. I think between me and Robbie both, I mean, it's always going to sound like us. But it's, and we've done several records now. Every time we're trying to do something just a little bit different. No matter what it takes just to get you on another page. That's kind of the page we're kind of on right now.
I was saying also to Robbie that, you know, I've seen y'all live and it's, y'all are definitely a live band. And he was talking about that he wants your recording to reflect what y'all are capable of reproducing live.
And he's right about that because sometimes I'll sit down there and like, oh, we need a whole string section on this. Oh, we need a horn section. Or I would love to have like a harpsichord. That's a lot of overkill. I listen to the Beatles too much sometimes. But yeah, I mean, it's like we should be able to pull off what we're doing live.
What's on the horizon?
Yeah, over the summer, we've got a Billy Joe Shaver show. We've got several shows just all over the region, kind of keeping it, you know, southeast. And still at the same time, trying to figure out where we can squeeze in some recording time.
Mick Harrison, Robbie Trosper off air. Thank you both so much for being with us on Country Fried Rock today.
Oh, thank you for having us. It was great.
Safe travels. Looking forward to catching y'all soon.
Bye-bye.
CountryFriedRock.org. Copyright 2015. All rights reserved. Our 2015 bed music is from Drivin' and Cryin's debut album, Scarred But Smarter. Got a great band you want to hear on Country Fried Rock? The best thing to do is tweet us at Country Fried Rock. That's Country Fried R-O-K.
You can subscribe to our weekly podcast on iTunes. Just search Country Fried Rock. Country Fried Rock radio programs are distributed to public radio through the Public Radio Exchange. PRX.org. Our Country Fried Rock stinger is from Steve Soto and the Twisted Hearts.
Ever he been helping us some Country Fried Rock.
Hey y'all, it's Sloan Spencer. Thanks so much for finding all these new old episodes of Country Fried Rock. I've got something completely different available these days called Sleep with Rock Stars. And it all started from a listener comment back in the very early days of Country Fried Rock who said, you know, I slow these down to 75% and fall asleep to them. And I was like, well, over the years I started thinking about it and I recently started Sleep with Rock Stars. It's the Gen X Sleep Podcast, and you can find it at sleepwithrockstars.com or your favorite podcast app.